All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. I'm here today to talk about the underbelly of Major League Baseball, and what that underbelly is arbitration. Now, what arbitration is several years before a player becomes an unrestricted free agent for the first time. He'll have to go through arbitration, and that's where his representatives, his agent, and the team's representatives, such as the general manager and other folks in the front office, will sit down in front of an independent arbitrator, and they will discuss and determine what this player will receive financially as far as compensation for the up-and-coming season. And they're going to base it upon the stats of the top players at that respective position and the stats and production of what the specific player in question is doing. Now, with that said, arbitration can sometimes cause problems between teams and a player, just for the simple fact that you're going to have the team sitting up there and basically giving every single reason why they should not give that respective player the money that he is seeking. And I bring it up because this was once again an issue recently with the New York Yankees and relief pitcher Dylan Betances. Now, through his agent Jim Murray, Betances was requesting $5 million in his first round of arbitration. The Yankees countered by offering him a $3 million deal this season for arbitration. And the reason is, and the big reason why both sides were apart on this, is due to the fact that Jim Murray is basically seeing Betances more as a closer, while the Yankees are seeing Betances more as being a setup guy. But there's no way that you can not sit up there and respect what this guy has done for the past three seasons. In 2014, Betances went 5-0, and he had a 1.40 ERA in 70 games for the Yankees. In 2015, he had a 1.50 earned run average in 74 games. And this past season, it did spike a little bit, as he had a 3.08 average in 73 innings through 73 games. The past three seasons and each year, Betances was an all-star for the Yankees. This past season, he was asked to do a little bit more because he was supposed to be a setup guy for Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman, but both of those guys were eventually traded through the season. The Yankees did get Chapman back this year through free agency, but it's a situation the Yankees overused Betances this past season, and honestly the past few years, and it's due to the fact that they do not have a very strong starting rotation. And that is something that Jim Murray definitely pushed forward to the arbitration person, and the Yankees are trying to counter with the fact that Betances is more of a setup guy than a closer. Now, with that said, the elephant in the room was the fact that Yankees team president Randy Levine decided to go public with all of this stuff, and he decided to say that it was unfair to Betances due to the fact of what his agent was trying to push forward for him, and that he was a victim of his agent. And of course, Betances had to respond, and he disagreed with what Levine said. And you look at it, and it could cause problems. I mean, the arbitrator did rule in the favor of the Yankees, which means that Betances will earn $3 million this season. But we've seen in the past where players tend to hold this towards a team because, of course, the Yankees were sitting up there and they were giving this arbiter every reason in the book why they should not have to pay Betances the money that he was seeking. And my thing is this. Betances was seeking $5 million. The Yankees were offering $3 million. I think it's a situation where both sides could have sat down and found some common ground and maybe, I don't know, paid Betances $4 million for the upcoming season. And I think everybody would have come away from this situation smelling like a rose. If you're the Yankees, you have a payroll once again that is going to hover around $200 million for the upcoming season. What is another $1 million or another $1.5 million really going to do to you? I mean, the Yankees are typically one of the top draws in Major League Baseball. They are easily going to go over the 2 million mark as far as attendance goes once again, unless the Yankees are really bad this season. And I doubt that that is going to happen. So it's a situation you know, it's money well spent. And on top of that, you avoid the PR nightmare that you have unfortunately thrust upon yourself. Because now, if you're Randy Levine, now if you're Hank and Hal Steinbrenner, now if you're Brian Cashman and Joe Girardi, you have to answer unnecessary questions over an issue that really was not that big, but Randy Levine decided to go out there and make it that big. Now, we've seen in the past where the Yankees have had issues where players left, not through arbitration, but through free agency. I go back to Andy Pettit in the early 2000s when the Yankees spent the majority of their time flirting with trying to sign Vladimir Guerrero, and that did not happen. And because of that, Pettit left and signed with the Houston Astros. We saw it with Robinson Cano a few years ago when the Yankees let him get to his walk year as opposed to signing him prior to that. And because of that, they lost their second baseman. And honestly, the Yankees, they didn't want to give Robinson Cano the extra $40 million that Seattle was willing to give him. But guess what? At the end of the day, you have not been the same team since, and you have struggled at the second base position. I go back to Mariano Rivera when he hit free agency with the Yankees, and the Yankees did not want to pay him until he was dead serious about discussing a potential contract with the Boston Red Sox, and all of a sudden, the Yankees basically gave him a blank check and because they wanted him to stay. We saw it a few years ago with Robertson, who was the Yankees closer at the time, and it was a situation where they only gave him the qualifying offer instead of locking him up, and then the White Sox scooped him up, and the rest is history. So if you're Hank and Hal Steinbrenner, I've said it before, they don't have the same affection towards this team that their father George did. George was a businessman just like Hank and Hal are, but for more of George, it was just a simple fact that, you know what, he was a businessman, but you know what, he knew that if he paid his guys that, you know, you get around a lot of the headaches that the Yankees have put themselves in right now with a situation like Betances, or a potential headache that they have put themselves into. So it's going to be interesting to me to see how this plays out for this season, or for the next few years for that matter, because I think Betances is going to go out there and take care of his business. It is what it is. He's getting $3 million. There's going to be another round of arbitration soon. But I think the only way for the Yankees to make this up to Betances is lock him up to a long-term deal now and avoid all of this. We saw it before when the Yankees took care of their likes of Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams, and they never really had to go through these issues. But I'll tell you like this, if this is one of your guys, and if this is one of the guys that you want to build around, it's better safe than sorry. Just take care of them, cut your losses, and just leave it at that. So, folks, that's going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be doing my first breakdown of the upcoming NFL draft. So that's going to do it, folks. And as always, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.